Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Video Livestock Auction. With our next sale coming up on Thursday, May 28th, it'll be broadcast live from Superior Livestock's facilities in Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise, of course, at 7:30, and the video auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 36,400 head to be offered this go-round, 5,000 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 2,800 weaned calves, and over 21,000 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. Remember, Thursday, May 28th, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Cattle futures were quite strong today. Again, the June's up $1.40 at 100.80. August, $1.55 higher at 100.80 as well. So we're back above 100 in all of the contracts months. October's up to nearly 103, December 106. So a really welcome sight here. The feeder cattle futures were strong as well, up $1.50 in August at 134.80. September, 127, up $1.27 to 135.70. We're not quite back to the levels. We're about $3 or $4 off the highs from about 2 weeks ago on the feeder cattle, but we're working back toward those. We're above the 20 and 50-day moving average in all these cattle contracts. So there is a good sign of some long-term stability. The slaughter has come back quite strong here. Today's slaughter was 110,000. A week ago, it was 101,000. If you look at the data, going back to March 26th was the high before the big drop. It was 123,000 that day. And then 21 days later, on April 28th, it was 72,000. So a really big swing over 21 days. It went down about 41.5%. Now, since then, it's come back to today's 110,000, which was over 19 days, or about a 53% increase in slaughter. So we're almost back to normal.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
Today's grain markets were mixed. Corn was just a half to a penny higher here. Soybeans were half to 2 cents higher. Beans were stronger overnight. And then this morning there we got word that the ports had opened back up in South America to export. And that was a limiting factor on the upside. They had some closures down there due to the coronavirus and closing the export markets. But it looks like that's all solved at this point. Now, the Chicago wheat down about 2 cents. Kansas City was up four. There are some reports out of the Eastern European region, which produces the bulk, India, China, Eastern Europe, produce the bulk of the world wheat supply. And they're having some issues over there, and the governments are dropping their forecasted estimates of wheat production. So that's really helping the Kansas City wheat. Kansas City wheat's also found some technical support here as it's up against the long-term trend line on the downside. Today's cotton futures are unchanged here with December at 58, and the stock market today is higher again. It's up 290 currently in the Dow, 25,292. We've had quite a run here. Today the Fed Beige Book released the latest data on the numbers here, and it's kind of what you thought it would have been. Pretty bad numbers here, but it looks like things are rebounding nicely.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.